Welcome to True Crime Briefs. In this podcast, I read a curated selection of press releases from the U.S. Department of Justice that highlight cases prosecuted by U.S. Attorneys General. U.S. Office of Personnel Management employee pleads guilty to conflict of interest violation, Washington. Sharon Spann, 54, of Washington, D.C., pleaded guilty today in U.S. District Court to steering government contracts to companies under her control and the control of her spouse. The plea was entered before United States District Judge Royce C. Lamberth, who scheduled sentencing for September 21, 2023. According to court documents, starting as early as 2011, Spann, a former employee, began to steer U.S. Office of Personnel Management Information Technology contracts to companies under control of Spann and her husband without disclosing the nature or extent of her relationship to the companies. In sum, between 2011 and 2023, companies associated with Spann or her husband received over $10 million from the U.S. Office of Personnel Management. Spann pleaded guilty to one felony count of taking acts affecting a personal financial interest. She faces up to 5 years in prison. Dented physician sentenced for overprescribing opioids. Friday, May 19, 2023. Sherman, Texas. A Denton physician has been sentenced to federal prison for drug trafficking violations in the Eastern District of Texas, announced U.S. Attorney Damian M. Diggs today. Stanley Charles Evans, 63, pleaded guilty on September 12, 2022, to conspiracy to distribute and dispense controlled substances and healthcare fraud, and was sentenced to 40 months in federal prison today by U.S. District Judge Sean Jordan. Overprescribing opioids has wreaked havoc on our country over the years, and we've seen devastating losses in Texas relating to opioid overdoses, said U.S. Attorney Damian M. Diggs. This doctor took an oath to do no harm, yet he chose to become an illegal drug dealer over prescribing powerful drugs. It is my hope that this case sends a powerful message to doctors who are thinking about engaging in such conduct. Using one's trusted status as a medical professional for unlawful acts cannot go unpunished, said Eduardo A. Chavez, special agent in charge of the DEA Dallas. Today's sentence demonstrates how Mr. Evans is being held accountable for his actions. DEA Dallas will continue to aggressively pursue medical professionals who disregard their oath to do no harm. According to information presented in court, beginning in 2017, Evans, a licensed physician operating a family medicine practice in Denton, unlawfully prescribed approximately 370,000 dosage units of hydrocodone outside the usual course of professional practice and without a legitimate medical purpose. An investigation began after it was reported that Evans was pre-signing opioid prescriptions for patients that were exhibiting drug-seeking behavior. Evans would pre-sign the scripts and the patients would be seen by his four nurse practitioners. An investigation revealed patients were repeatedly able to obtain the strongest prescription for hydrocodone from Evans and one of the nurses without ever being fully examined or providing any documentation regarding their, quote, pain. It was also determined that Evans was only present at the office approximately half the time he claimed, and that prescriptions for Schedule II opioids were being written for patients even while Evans was out of the country on vacation. The investigation also revealed that nurses were seeing 20 to 30 patients a day, and their salaries were production-based, receiving a percentage of what they billed instead of a set salary. Additionally, nurses were billing Medicare and TRICARE under Evans's medical identification number which results in an increased charge to the government for physician services. This case was investigated by the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration Diversion Task Force Group, Department of Defense Criminal Investigative Services, and Health and Human Services Office of Inspector General. This case was prosecuted by Assistant U.S. Attorney Matthew T. Johnson. Two prominent Hells Angels members convicted of racketeering conspiracy and murder conspiracy in second trial. Friday, May 19, 2023. Jury's verdicts bring to nine the number of defendants convicted of crimes related to the criminal enterprise. San Francisco. A federal jury found Raymond Folks, aka Ray Ray, and Christopher Raineri, aka Rain Man, guilty of racketeering conspiracy, murder conspiracy, and related crimes for their participation in the criminal enterprise of the Sonoma County Charter of the Hells Angels Motorcycle Club, HASC, announced United States Attorney Ishmael J. Ramsey and Federal Bureau of Investigation FBI Special Agent in Charge Robert K. Tripp. The verdicts follow a two-month trial before the Honorable Edward M. Chen, United States District Judge. A third defendant, Brian Burke, was acquitted of a single count of witness intimidation. Folks and Raineri followed a malicious code of conduct that permitted and sometimes encouraged the beating, maiming, and even killing of anyone who dared to cross their criminal enterprise, said U.S. Attorney Ramsey. The defendants now will be sentenced for their conduct and face the consequences of their violent racketeering activities. This criminal enterprise tried to intimidate the community through fear into silence, said FBI Special Agent in Charge Robert Tripp. The prosecution of a dozen members and associates of the Sonoma County Hells Angels brings an end to that fear and keeps our community safe. I commend the witnesses who did not succumb to this group's intimidation tactics and came forward to law enforcement. I am proud of the collaboration of the FBI with our partners at the United States Attorney's Office, California Highway Patrol, and Santa Rosa Police Department. All of us stand committed to removing violent criminals from our neighborhoods. End quote. The trial is the second following the October 10, 2017 indictment from a federal grand jury. The indictment described the Hells Angels as a violent transnational outlaw motorcycle gang and the HASC as a subset of the gang whose members primarily operate in Sonoma County, California. The indictment charged 11 members and associates of the HASC with being part of the criminal conspiracy that engaged in a broad swath of criminal activity, including murder, conspiracy to commit murder, narcotics distribution, assault, robbery, extortion, illegal firearms possession, obstruction of justice, and witness intimidation. With yesterday's jury verdict, nine of the 11 defendants, one of who became deceased, have been convicted of crimes related to HASC activities, five by jury verdicts. The convicted defendants include five former presidents of three Hells Angels charters, Sonoma County, Fresno, and Salem, Boston. The first trial in 2022 centered on the murder of former HASC members Joel Silva, aka Doughboy. The jury convicted Jonathan Nelson, aka John John, 46, of Santa Rosa, Brian Wayne Wendt, 45, of Tulare, and Russell Taylor Ott, aka Rusty, 69, of Santa Rosa, each of whom played a role in carrying out the July 15, 2014 murder of Silva. In the second trial, Christopher Raineri, president of the Salem Charter of the Hells Angels, was convicted for his role in hatching the plan to murder Silva, along with Wendt, president of Fresno Charter of the Hells Angels, and Nelson, president of the Sonoma Charter of the Hells Angels. In 2014, at a motorcycle event in Laconia, New Hampshire, Silva threatened a member of the Salem Charter, close to Raineri, which was perceived to be disrespectful to Ranieri, Wendt, and Nelson. The three agreed that Silva had to be killed. On July 15, 2014, Silva was lured to the Fresno Hells Angels clubhouse and shot in the back of the head by Wendt. The next morning, Silva's body was incinerated at a local crematory and his truck set on fire. Ranieri met with Wendt and others at Ranieri's home in Lynn, Massachusetts after the Laconia event, where they decided to kill Silva. Ranieri also met with Wendt and Nelson 2 days before the murder and was in frequent phone contact with Wendt and Nelson the day before and following Silva's murder. Ranieri returned to Fresno, California for a party to celebrate the successful killing of Silva afterwards. Folks, former president of the Sonoma Charter of the Hells Angels, was convicted of assault with a firearm in aid of racketeering in connection with the multi-hour beating of a former HASC member by Folks and other HASC members to expel the former member from the enterprise. The former member had an affair with Folks's then common law wife, which was a violation of HASC rules. During the expulsion, among other acts of violence, Folks beat the victim with a baseball bat, forcibly tattooed the victim's forehead, and induced Nelson to pistol whip the victim in the face. Folks was also convicted of witness intimidation in connection with his sexual assault of the victim's wife while the victim was still being beaten at the HASC clubhouse and threatening her to comply with his demands and not report to the authorities. Ranieri and Folks were additionally convicted of racketeering conspiracy for their agreement to conduct the affairs of the HASC through a pattern of racketeering activity to include conspiracy to commit murder, robbery, drug dealing, witness intimidation, obstruction of justice, and arson. Ranieri was found to have understood that murder was a part of the pattern of racketeering activity. In sum, the jury convicted both Ranieri and Folks of participating in a racketeer-influenced and corporate organization's RICO conspiracy in violation of 18 U.S.C. 1962-D. In addition, the jury convicted Folks of assault with a dangerous weapon in aid of racketeering in violation of 18 U.S.C. 1959-A2 and witness intimidation in violation of 18 U.S.C. 1512-B1. Further, Ranieri also was convicted of conspiracy to commit murder in aid of racketeering in violation of 18 U.S.C. 1959-A5. Ranieri faces a statutory maximum prison term of life. Folks faces a statutory maximum prison term of 60 years. Further, additional fines, forfeitures, and restitution may be ordered. However, any sentence following conviction would be imposed by the court only after consideration of the U.S. sentencing guidelines and the federal statute governing the imposition of a sentence, 18 U.S.C. 3553. Both defendants are in federal custody pending sentencing. Judge Chen has not yet scheduled the defendants' sentencing hearings. Assistant U.S. Attorneys Lena Peng and Kevin Barry conducted the trial with the assistance of paralegal specialist Kevin Costello. The prosecution is the result of an investigation by the FBI, the Santa Rosa Police Department, the Sonoma County Sheriff's Department, and the California Highway Patrol. San Francisco man charged with felony violations for firing gun at U.S. postal worker, May 19, 2023, Friday. San Francisco. A federal grand jury indicted Vo Nguyen, charging him with attempted murder and related crimes in connection with firing a gun at a U.S. Postal Service USPS employee who was delivering a package to his residence, announced U.S. Attorney Ishmael J. Ramsey and San Francisco Division Postal Inspector in Charge Rafael Nunez. Nguyen made his initial federal court appearance today before U.S. Magistrate Judge Laurel Beeler. The indictment, filed May 2nd, 2023, and unsealed earlier today, alleges that on April 1st, 2023, Nguyen used a Sig Sauer 9mm pistol while assaulting and attempting to murder the letter carrier. According to documents filed by the government in connection with its request to detain Nguyen prior to trial, the government alleges that Nguyen assaulted and attempted to murder a postal worker who was delivering mail to his residence on April 1st, 2023. The USPS employee was attempting to deliver mail to a woman outside Nguyen's residence when Nguyen allegedly came out of the house and started to yell at the USPS worker and aggressively approached him. The USPS employee escaped down the street, but Nguyen allegedly gave chase and caught up. The USPS employee used pepper spray to repel Nguyen. Nguyen returned to his home for a couple of minutes before allegedly leaving and getting into a Toyota Land Cruiser. Nguyen allegedly found the USPS employee on a nearby street and rapidly fired a pistol approximately 7 to 8 times at the USPS employee. As the USPS employee tried to run away, Nguyen allegedly fired an additional 5 shots. The government further alleges that the USPS employee took cover behind a parked SUV in a driveway and Nguyen made a U-turn, drove back up the street, and fired 3 more shots at the USPS employee before running out of ammunition. Nguyen then allegedly briefly drove away, returned in the Land Cruiser, and attempted to fight the USPS employee. The USPS employee pepper sprayed the defendant again, and the SFPD arrived shortly after, placing Nguyen under arrest. The indictment charges with 1 count of assault on a federal employee with a deadly or dangerous weapon in violation of 18 U.S.C. 111A and B, 1 count of attempted murder of an employee of the United States in violation of 18 U.S.C. 1114, and 1 count of using, carrying, and discharging a firearm in connection with a crime of violence in violation of 18 U.S.C. 924C. The charges presented in an indictment are merely allegations, and the defendant is presumed innocent unless proven guilty in a court of law. The assault with a deadly weapon and attempted murder charges both carry a statutory maximum of 20 years, and the firearm charge carries a minimum 10 years in prison and maximum term of life in prison. In addition, as part of any sentence, the court may order a term of supervised release, a fine of $250,000 for each count, restitution, and additional assessments. However, any sentence following conviction would be imposed by the court after consideration of the U.S. sentencing guidelines and the federal statute governing the imposition of a sentence, 18 U.S.C. 3553. Nguyen is scheduled to make his next federal court appearance on June 15, 2023, before Judge Orrick. Assistant U.S. Attorney Kelsey Davidson is prosecuting the case with the assistance of Veronica Hernandez. The prosecution is the result of an investigation by the USPS Inspection Service and the San Francisco Police Department. Atlanta man sentenced to more than 6 years in prison for methamphetamine distribution conspiracy using laundry detergent boxes. Friday, May 19, 2023, Tampa, Florida. U.S. District Judge William F. Jung has sentenced Jose Javier Galvan, 55, of Atlanta, Georgia, to 6 years and 6 months in federal prison for conspiracy to possess with the intent to distribute 500 grams of or more of methamphetamine. Galvan had pleaded guilty on February 2, 2023. According to court documents, in July and August 2021, Galvan conspired with others to distribute kilogram quantities of high purity methamphetamine from Guadalajara, Mexico, to Atlanta and Tampa. Galvan drove from the Atlanta area to Tampa to plan for the distribution of the methamphetamine and agreed to sell several kilograms of methamphetamine for approximately $5,700, with more quantities of the drug to follow via deliveries from his drug courier. A drug courier drove from Atlanta to Plant City and delivered 1.89 kilograms of high-purity methamphetamine imported from Mexico. The courier transported the methamphetamine in bright green laundry detergent boxes. On July 22, 2021, Galvin traveled from Atlanta to Temple Terrace, Florida, to collect more than $11,000 of drug monies owed to him for the methamphetamine delivery. The following week, Galvin and a drug courier agreed to deliver another multi-kilogram package of methamphetamine into the Middle District of Florida. The drug courier drove from Atlanta with the methamphetamine contained in two laundry detergent boxes. Law enforcement stopped the courier's vehicle in Lowndes County, Georgia. During the traffic stop, law enforcement discovered the two laundry detergent boxes containing an aggregate amount of approximately 4.9 kilograms of methamphetamine. This case was investigated by the Drug Enforcement Administration, the Winter Haven Police Department, the Plant City Police Department, and the Lowndes County Sheriff's Office, Georgia. It was prosecuted by Assistant United States Attorney David W. A. Chi. As an addendum to this, I just want to add that the bright green laundry detergent box was Gain laundry detergent. There are pictures in this document, which unfortunately I cannot show you on a podcast, but you can check out on the website. Cuban citizen sentenced for access device fraud, Friday, May 19th, 2023, Gulfport, Mississippi. A Cuban citizen was sentenced to 41 months in federal prison and to pay $18,557.25 in restitution to victims for possession of 15 or more counterfeit or unauthorized access devices with the intent to defraud, announced U.S. Attorney Darren J. LaMarca and Special Agent in Charge David Denton of Homeland Security Investigations in New Orleans. According to court documents, Henry Herrera Garcia, aka Alex Rodriguez Perez, 31, was encountered by a Harrison County Sheriff's deputy at a traffic stop on March 20th, 2019 on I-10 in Harrison County. Homeland Security Investigations also participated at the scene of the stop. Various items recovered from the vehicle included a credit card scanner, thumb drives, credit card skimmers, a computer, a hard drive, fraudulent credit cards, and gas pump skimming devices, as well as accessories for downloading credit cards. The case was investigated by Homeland Security Investigations and the Harrison County Sheriff's Office. The case was prosecuted by Assistant U.S. Attorney Andrea Jones. Jury convicts Jacksonville man for receiving and paying illegal health care kickbacks. Jacksonville, Florida, United States Attorney Roger B. Handberg announces that a federal jury has returned guilty verdicts on the indictment charging Mario Correa Jackson, 38, of Jacksonville, with illegally soliciting and receiving health care kickbacks, as well as illegally offering and paying health care kickbacks. Jackson faces a maximum penalty of 10 years imprisonment on each of the charges. A sentencing date has not yet been set. According to the evidence presented at trial, Jackson received illegal healthcare kickbacks for recruiting individuals to sign up for prescription compound creams. While working in the linen department at Nass Jax Hospital, Jackson specifically targeted members of the military to ensure that the military members' health insurance, TRICARE, would pay for the cost of the compound creams, focusing on pain, scar, and migraine creams because they were the most lucrative for kickback purposes. The compound creams themselves cost TRICARE on average, tens of thousands of dollars per cream. In addition to receiving kickbacks for receiving his own creams, Jackson also paid kickbacks to others once he had signed them up to get their creams and automatic refills, regardless of whether they actually needed the creams. Jackson was responsible for signing up at least 40 individuals for whom he would receive an additional kickback for recruiting them as patients. Once the individuals showed proof of obtaining their prescription cream, Jackson paid them their illegal kickbacks of several hundreds of dollars per cream they received. This case was investigated by the Naval Criminal Investigative Service and the Internal Revenue Service Criminal Investigation. The case is being prosecuted by Assistant United States Attorneys John Cannizzaro, Mai Tran, and Julie Hackenberry. Thank you for listening to this episode of True Crime Briefs. You can subscribe to the show in your favorite podcast listening app. All of the information I share is available in the public record. And remember, justice is served one case at a time.